This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the General Insurance Association of Barbados calling on authorities to address the issue of uninsured vehicles on the roads. The Road Safety Association criticizing the soon-to-be-implemented road traffic investigation policy. The latest road fatality victim has been identified. Over 490 students have received back-to-school supplies from the Eden Lodge Charitable Trust, and divers find five bodies in a wreck of a sunken luxury yacht in Sicily. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The General Insurance Association of Barbados wants the authorities to do more to address the issue of uninsured vehicles on the island's roads. This appeal was made at the announcement of the new road traffic investigation policy during a news briefing at the judicial complex in the city. In this policy, police officers will no longer respond to minor accidents, including those resulting in slight injuries. Insurance executive Anton Lovell says uninsured motorists continue to pose a challenge. He wants these vehicles towed away from accident scenes and seized.
Given the large number of uninsured motor vehicles on the road, we would encourage the Commissioner of Police, License Authority, and so move quickly now to see if we could arrest the situation, because this would cause a little problem or problems with this new initiative, right? Which we support, but as I said, we have to move speedily to address the situation of these uninsured motorists. We would like, when police officers come upon these uninsured motorists, that these vehicles be towed away and impounded. We got to get to that stage, because if that don't occur, people move their uninsured vehicles on journey and could really impact and cause accidents further up the street or wherever they go.
Insurance executive Anton Lovell. Meantime, the Barbados Road Safety Association is voicing concerns over the soon-to-be-implemented road traffic investigation policy. President of the association, Roland Lowe, is criticizing the decision, arguing that it could disadvantage the motoring public.
I do not believe that the ultimate deciding power as to who may be right or wrong in an accident, however minor, should be left in the hands of the insurance companies alone. A person could be totally not at fault in an accident and still be faced with the problem of having to fix their own vehicle before that all-important police report to support their position. The police report and the objective findings of a properly trained, experienced, and non-biased police officer is a key component in ensuring that a driver does not find himself on the receiving end of an incorrect determination by the insurance company. This move, to my mind, is anti-consumer, and I believe was made without consideration of many of the variables involved when and after a collision occurs.
He says that police could explore other methods to address manpower challenges.
If there's a need to tackle the manpower issue, which I appreciate the police service is facing, a better option may be to look at adequate remuneration for the multiple tasks the police carry out on a daily basis. This move may see an increase in interest in the job, thereby boosting numbers. And to the insurance companies, again, I appreciate that persons should be insured to be driving on the roads. However, timely settlements and decisions which are in line with the rules and regulations of the road, I believe, would go a long way in garnering the interest of prospective clients. But there needs to be more discussion on these matters, and the Road Safety Association would welcome an invitation to be part of some of these decision-making endeavors.
President of the Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. Attorney General Dale Marshall is assuring Barbadians that the implementation of breathalyzer testing is still on the cards. Speaking during a news briefing, he said that while government has done a lot of work on the initiative, there are still other aspects being worked on. Mr. Marshall noted that the associated law has been passed and spoke to their commitment to reducing the incidence of drink driving.
The government has determined that we still have a few steps to take before we actually roll it out, before we go live. And those steps include a number of things like having apps available for people who would use taxi services, for example, because obviously people will go and fare. I mean, we just ended crop over. And what we want is for people to have a viable set of alternatives The police have already had a significant amount of training on it. Obviously, some time has passed, and that training will have to be refreshed. Equipment has been purchased, but again, some time has passed, so we have to look to see if we have to refresh those purchases as well.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. The country's latest road fatality victim has been identified as 22-year-old Tashana Ward of Husbands, St. James. Ward tragically died yesterday when the motor vehicle on which she was a pillion passenger collided with an unmarked police vehicle on Welch's Main Road near Oystens Christchurch. The motorcycle's rider was also seriously injured. While police have noted public speculation about the incident, they stressed that investigations are ongoing. Meantime, police are seeking the public's assistance in locating a missing teenage girl. She is 16-year-old Brittany Hines of St. Catherine's New Road, St. Philip. Brittany was last seen at her mother, Lisa Hines' home between 11 p.m. on Monday and 7:48 a.m. on Tuesday of this week. Brittany is described as being about 5 feet 10 inches tall, of slim build, dark complexion. She has a tattoo reading "Tray for Life" over her right breast and wears long faux locks. Brittany is known to frequent the Nursery Drive terminal and areas around Bridgetown, Bibby's Lane, and Sargent's Village. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact the nearest police station. With a new school term approaching, more than 490 students have received back-to-school supplies from the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust. President and CEO Dwayne Grisette says the initiative aims to support vulnerable families.
We are grateful to be here to provide assistance for over 494 children across Barbados who their families have different challenges with them being able to acquire stuff for school and stuff like that. And the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust, we provide school books, bags, shoes. We pay the textbooks, that teaches to the secondary school children. And this year, we want to let the Barbados public and also our donors and the wider world to know that this program is very important to us and very important to the lives of these children, because these children are our future and we have to invest in our future.
He's urging the public and corporate Barbados to invest in the youth.
I would like to appeal to other Barbadians and other companies and stuff like that to get on board, even if they do their own back-to-school program, but they invest in our future and invest in the children, and especially where we are today with the crime situation in Barbados. You know, we have to give our young people and we have to give our children hope for tomorrow and believe in them.
President and CEO of the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust, Dwayne Grisette. And divers searching the wreckage of a super yacht which sank off the coast of Sicily on Monday have found the bodies of 5 of the 6 missing passengers and recovered 4 of them to shore. The Italian Coast Guard has not formally identified the bodies which have been brought up from the wreck of the Bastion, but rescuers have spent days searching for 4 Britons and 2 Americans. And we have an update from our manager of news, Stetson Babb. Good morning, Stetson. Good morning.
Good morning, Carol. We can confirm that the second individual on that motorbike involved in a crash yesterday with the police vehicle has died. The rider of the motorcycle, 35-year-old Jamar Ramsey of Browns Gap Sergeant's Village, he's passed away. Of course, we know that we were informed yesterday, sadly, the plane rider, the young lady, Tashana Ward, that was traveling on the back of the motorcycle, she passed away at the scene. We can now confirm that the rider of that motorcycle involved in a police collision, in a collision with a police vehicle at Welch's Christchurch yesterday afternoon. That gentleman, 35-year-old Jamar Ramsey of Sergeant's Village Christchurch, he now has passed away as well. Stetson Babb, Starcom Network News.
Thank you so much, Stetson. Recapping the headlines. The General Insurance Association of Barbados calling on authorities to address the issue of uninsured vehicles on the country's roads. Road Safety Association criticizing the soon-to-be-implemented road traffic investigation policy. And 2 of the latest road fatality victims identified. Over 490 students received back-to-school supplies from the Eden Lodge Charitable Trust. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.